just a few halachot. For those of Hagalat Kelim, Simanim, Tafnun Aleph, Tafnun Bet, and Elchot Pesach. Number one, Maran writes one has to be careful that the waters of the Hagalat touch all the Kelim, so the heat of the water will be able to extract what is absorbed inside the walls. For that matter, one has to be careful not to throw in many kelim that are all touching each other, so the water cannot get through. One has to be careful if he's using a tongue in order to put the keli in, he has to lift the tongue up a little so the water can get to the spot where the tongue is holding it. And therefore, one must be careful if he's putting, let's say, in a net, a lot of kelim in Agada, he has to shake it just in order that the waters and the heat will get around the whole Hagalah. Secondly, Maran brings down a halakha that one cannot make Hagalah in the waters of Tiberias, Meteberia, because the waters of Tiberia get their heat from the sun, and the pot that got hametz in it got it from fire. So you're only able to extract it from fire, since it went in with fire, not from sun. And the third halakha that we learned is that according to Maran, glass vessels, glass does not boleya, and since glass does not boleya, there's no need to kosher glass for Pesach. That would include Pyrex, and Duralex. Ashkenazim have a different halakha on that. They hold that glass is like kiliheres, and therefore you can't kosher glass. So mamash, you have extreme opinions over here. Where Sephardim say glass is non-porous, and the Ashkenazim say it's porous like cheres. The custom on Rambam brings that, as well as Maran at the end of Tafnun Bet, is that after the Hag'alah in hot water, the custom is to soak the keli in cold water. Mishtavra gives a reason that by putting it in cold water, the hot water that's on the keli will not go back inside the keli and make it asud, although b'di'avad, if you didn't put it in cold water, it's not going to change the Hagalah, it's still kosher. But the minhag is to follow cold. But one that should be careful on some vessels, if you put from hot to cold, especially a glass, it can crack. So then one would have to be careful. Sfaradim don't have to dip glass anyway, but Ashkenazim, sometimes there's kulot for them, they would be careful not to dip it in cold after that, in order that it shouldn't break the keli. I don't know.